Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today, I wish to introduce you to a petite girl who can melt butter with her smile. She's only 5 months, but she's already managed to roll over and grab stuff. Today, she's crawling, snatching anything she sees, and chewing, eager to get on with life. It's been that way from moment one. This little girl was born at womb temperature and fast. It's a good thing her daddy is good at sports, because the hospital team needed a catcher that night. Our daughter Rachel was relaxing on her bed, convinced the labor would last through the night. Then she told a nurse, "I feel like pushing." The nurse said, "I'll be back in 5 minutes," and left the room. Rachel pushed twice, and there was our granddaughter, out but safe at home, caught by her daddy. 20 minutes later, the doc ambled in, laughed, and said, "That was an easy birth." We were babysitting when we got the call. I forget her weight and length, but I can't forget her name. We worked on the pronunciation. Area? No. Area? Dad. But we've got it now. Aria, which means song or melody. She's been topping our charts ever since, lighting up rooms, filling us with joy, like any great song does. Do you have a favorite song? I do. Philip Yancey tells of the time Bill Moyers did a documentary about a famous aria, which includes a scene filmed in London's Wembley Stadium, where famous rock bands gathered to celebrate changes in South Africa. Organizers must have hotly debated the closing act, but finally settled on the popular opera singer, Jessie Norman. As the raucous crowd partied, Moyers interviewed the opera star in her dressing room. As Dire Straits and the Eurythmics entertained the crowd, many were high on songs and substances and yelling for more. Meanwhile, Jessie Norman and Bill Moyers discussed the hymn Amazing Grace, how the song's writer, the coarse, cruel slave trader John Newton, captain of a slave ship, heard from a Christian passenger of God. How Newton read the Bible, then fell on his face and repented of the terrible things he'd done, and gave his life to the service of God. Newton later joined with William Wilberforce in the fight for the abolition of slavery. Norman told Moyers that Newton likely borrowed an old tune sung by the slaves themselves, redeeming the song just as he had been redeemed. As she finally strolled on stage, a single circle of light followed Norman, this beautiful African-American. There was no backup band, no musical instruments, just Jessie, whom few knew. The crowd was restless. Some booed. Others called for a rock and roll band. The scene was getting ugly. And then a cappella, the opera diva, began to sing slowly. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see." 70,000 boisterous fans fell silent. Jessie Norman later said she had no idea what power descended on Wembley Stadium that night. Philip Yancey wrote, "I think I know. The world thirsts for grace." Yancey says grace is the most perplexing, powerful force in the universe, and I believe the only hope for our twisted, violent planet. As I hold little Aria now, I desperately need that hope. So I think of my favorite song and sing it to her. Amazing grace. I love you, little girl. It's a crazy world we brought you into, but Jesus won't let you down. He's here, you know. And I am too. You're gonna like me a lot.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.